Well, hello everybody. This is Terry Latham calling in from Austin, Texas. My wife and I are Ambassador Diamonds in this wonderful company called the SIA. And each and every Monday night we come together and we refer to this as a Monday motivational call because we hear from people all around the world for what they're doing to help their business get off the ground. The exceptional things. And tonight I get to bring on to the call one of my mentors in this company who happens to be the number two income earner. She's a presidential diamond in the company. She's known really worldwide in the network marketing arena. She's spoken, of course, she's one of the top speakers in ASEA. She's spoken globally in doing that. But she's also spoken on some of the top international stages out there and respected by some of the top business builders around the industry as a whole. She's not only in the Millionaires Club, she's a millionaire annual earner in the company. And she's just an outstanding person, outstanding friend. So, Denny, do we have you with us?
I'm here. Thanks for that introduction, Terry.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're able to take the time. I know you've been flying around and just got back from L.A., but thanks for taking the time.
Well, you're so welcome. Well, what should we talk about tonight?
Well, you know, Dan, there's a lot of people that are joining. I mean, as you know, we're seeing a lot of exciting growth start to kick off. But just a little bit about yourself and what we're starting to see since convention, and that'll be a good start.
You bet. Well, can I start it off with how excited I am about these Envision events happening across the country? Well, let me tell you, that's what I'm very excited about right now. Just came off of our first event last week in Rosemead, California. Had probably just over 200 people there, and the excitement was high. You know, I like to tell everybody, you know, the heat is on in Southern California, and I always tell everybody, your job is to go ahead and collect the kindling, and our job is to light the fire. And this week I'm honored and thrilled to be in Dallas, Texas, where, you know, you guys, you get to listen to top leaders on the across the global team talk about how excited they are about what's going to be happening. So you won't want to miss just the announcements because they're big. We announced the very first ones last weekend regarding our new ASEA Via Core product. And you know what I truly love about ASEA, Terry, is ASEA offers health, purpose, prosperity, and really a passionate life of making a living while making a difference. You know, I often, even last weekend, someone had mentioned, so Denny, are you going to retire soon? And I said, retire? Retire from what? You know, traveling the globe, having the time of our life, and making a significant contribution every single day, being able to change lives. It just doesn't get any better than that, Terry. And so what's great about that, going back to my story a little bit, you know, is that I'm just a country girl from Montana. You know, grew up in a graduating class of 28 people. Graduated when I was 16 and went to college and, you know, met the love of my life. I went to 2 years of college, but we were married by the time we were 19. And Tom worked highline construction, you know, 100 feet in the air doing power lines. We lived in a 40-foot travel trailer and moved around. And about that time, I got involved with my first direct selling company, Tupperware, actually. And I went to a meeting and found out that managers drove company cars. And within 2 months, I had my first company car. And I told Tom, you know, if you go back to school, I think I can make some money and you know, put you through. And that's what we did. So I put Tom through college and graduate school. He got a master's degree. But I continued selling Tupperware for 10 years. And I actually started my business over 5 different times in cold markets. So when people say they don't know anybody, that's okay, I didn't either. I think one of my greatest strengths, Terry, that I've taken in this profession, this incredible profession, is learning a skill, hearing an idea, and implementing it quickly. I didn't have to research everything and find out logistics. I just heard something and thought, I can do that. And I truly believe the most powerful words that will come out of anyone's mouth are, I can do that, when it's like, you know, go tell the world and you will figure it out. And so I used to friend find, I cold called, I looked things out of the phone book. I just met people. You know, I was raised in a small community and just was raised with a stranger is just a friend I hadn't met yet. So go make friends. I've really built my organization even with a SIA, until later in my business where I attracted even some really big leaders later on. I just met people. And if you ask enough questions about them, they're always going to ask questions about you. And Terry, it was just 8 years ago this last December that, Trish Schwinkler, the number one income earner in the company, I like to joke about this, is where else can two blonde housewives have PhDs, public high school diplomas, and then get your MBA, your massive bank account, right, by just having so much fun telling the story of ASEA. And she called me, and we were both using, all 24 hours of our day, just like each of you on the call are, and she asked me to listen to a call that night. Now, I was busy. I was building our dream home. I was a general contractor. But because of my relationship with Trish, I took the time that night. And there were things that I heard on that call that got me very intrigued. Now, listen to what she did. Trish called me. She invited me to take a look at the tool. And then she called me immediately after to follow up and said, what did you think? And again, I was very interested. And actually, within a few days' time, Trish and I and our husbands flew down to Salt Lake City. And didn't know who these guys were. And, I had my first product experience within minutes. I had the closest thing to a real migraine headache that I probably had in my life, couldn't hardly see. The point where I said, Trish, I don't know if I can do this. She said, Denny, we've come so far, they're expecting us. We walked into the corporate office, met the founders of the company, the atomic physicist, Justin Wilson was there, Alan Noble, Kurt Richards, and within a few minutes, I actually took a drink of ASEA. And I excused myself to go put some water on my face, cold water. And I came back, drank another shot of ASEA, and Gary Samuelson started to talk, and I just said, I have to stop you because I don't know what just happened, but I feel like someone just reached in my head and pulled out that headache. And I said, what was that? He goes, you just kind of had an oxygen rush. So that was my first experience. And I like to tell people, some people experience this in 3 minutes, 3 hours, 3 weeks, 3 months. We're all just different. And I noticed very quickly, even that weekend as I was running, I could go further, longer, faster, and I wanted to go do it again. And I didn't understand all the science, I told you my education level, but because of my own daughter's condition 15 years ago right now, she had a cellular breakdown that would cause you to lose all your hair with treatment. And so at the end of the day, when I asked Gary Samuelson, what would this stuff do for this kind of condition, malady, or disease? When he leaned forward and said, Denny, does what you're describing have a cell involved? I said, I get it. I'm in. That first year, I couldn't really engage because I had to finish my house because I'd leveled it. We were living in an apartment. And so 7 years ago, right now, this month, Terry, I went on a molecular mission, if you will. Because I kept listening to calls that year, and I truly believed that there was nothing more impactful or important that I could really do with my life. And this wasn't just a monetary thing for me. As I mentioned, Tom has a master's degree. We own a large accounting firm. But I personally have always wanted to do something more and make a significant difference in the world. And I knew I wasn't going to go back to college. And literally, the more people that I put the product on, the more miracles that I saw. And Terry, I was really the first person walking around Idaho, Montana, Washington area, talking about salt water from Salt Lake City that tastes a little bit like pool water. And so you can imagine the skepticism, right? But again, I would invite people to come to a luncheon to hear about a breakthrough technology, which was having dramatic results in people's health and well-being and athletic performance. Would you like to know more? And by the way, lunch is included. And so I always like to tell people, build local and think global. Also is, marry the process and divorce the result. I just kept doing the activities, not knowing if someone was going to say yes, because I truly believe that I had a gift. And you'll often hear us say, a gift isn't a gift until you give it away. What someone does with it is truly their choice. And so when you take yourself out of the equation, whether you think you're going to be embarrassed if they say no and it's all about them, watch what starts to happen. And also, I truly believe that the universe steps aside for the person who is on a mission. And by starting in Little Spokane, Washington, it's literally taken me around the globe. And I want you all to understand the enormity of this as well. You know, I started in the Pacific zone, time zone, and here's the incredible thing. You start doing work in your own time zone, and as hard as you might work to keep it in your own community, it will not stay there. And then it quickly turned into the Mountain Time Zone, Eastern Time Zone, Central Time Zone, and pretty quickly you're getting paid in all of those hours of the day. Then as we expanded it into Europe and now Asia, can you imagine my workday has just increased to 24 hours a day when people are working. And so when you start to understand the impact of residual income, boy, let me tell you, you'd run through a brick wall. Because as hard as I know I can work and my husband, you can only work so many hours a day and work so hard because you'll get tired. But when you start understanding the exponential factor to this, it gets very exciting and it will keep you up at night. And I remember, Virtus, you know, looking in my eyes in the very beginning, and probably more than I believed in the product quite at that time, I believed in Virtus Norton. And he would say, Denny, what this will be in a few months, a few years, and many years down the road, you just can't even imagine. And Terry, I'm just so grateful that I believed that. And I would come home at night sometime to Tom and just go, first of all, in the beginning, you guys, you know, you're going to start doing a lot of work which you're not being paid for. But then you start getting paid for things you never do and see or touch. But I truly believe that this was, a Microsoft moment, because I kept saying to myself, what if? What if everything they're saying is true? What if this should only been by a doctor's prescription? What if this is one of the, this really is one of the greatest medical discoveries since penicillin, and we are the ones who get to tell people about it? And it's turned out to be just that, Terry. I don't think I could have imagined even where this is taking us or the life that it could have created. And it's one thing to have created this kind of lifestyle that we've created, Terry, but the thing that I'm most proud of and what gets me so excited every day is to know that I get to be a conduit for good and do the exact same things in the lives of others. Because you don't get here unless you take your eyes off yourself and you go to work with other people who want to put the overalls on as well. And it's just magic. So I love what I do. I love who I do it with, and I just can't wait to do more of it, Terry.
You know, I love your passion, and everybody can feel it. And you did. You touched on it for a second, but I'd like for you to take a couple minutes and talk about the beginning, because there are a lot of people that listen to this, and they'll listen to the recording, and they'll listen to it down the road. And some people get started, and somebody, Aunt Mary says no.
Yeah.
Or then they get started, and they start having a meeting go, and then they kind of, not everybody shows up. Talk about your beginning and your commitment to success.
So, everyone, 7 years ago, this month, I was a lifetime bronze, but I probably was being paid a director 300 or 700, bouncing back and forth. And I started doing this luncheon. And I'd asked my husband if I could use a conference room. And me and a girlfriend, it's really good to have a friend, we started doing this luncheon. And I made a decision right away that I was going to do this weekly. It didn't matter if one person showed up or 10 or 20 showed up, that I was going to do it. Because I knew if I realized that that person in front of me was the most important person I could talk to, again, I could either be at home making phone calls or I could do that. And sometimes there were 10 or 20, and sometimes there were one or two. But it was that decision, that commitment, and when people knew that it was really going to happen. And, Terry, here we are 7 years later. I actually have my own facility with Aspiracia, Aspiracia Center in Spokane. And every single week there's events that happen so that people can be invited to it. I love being able to draw people together and create a culture. But I've often had people call me across the country or from across the world and say, well, Denny, I tried that one or two times, but nobody came. And I said, if I were to tell you all the times when nobody came, or one or two, I could have quit too. But again, I knew, I just had this vision that, if you build it, they will come. And So you just have to see the big picture of it and just have to keep moving forward. And I truly believe that there were people out there who were hoping and praying for a difference. They just didn't know that it came in this incredible blue bottle. And I always tell people, Terry, I truly believe that the two major issues we all suffer with while on this planet are our health and our finances. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that I have something that can make a difference for those two things. And, of course, it makes a lot of difference in relationships, which I think can be made a difference with health and finances. I see such incredible things happen. Terry, to know that I've had dear friends who were about to claim bankruptcy, about to lose everything they had, who now are a sea of millionaires, and even some making $1 million a year now. It just, to me, it's the purest form of doing business. It's just so exciting to be able to be involved in something like that. And again, this is where the average person, it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, your level of education, it is the great equalizer. If you have passion, if you have unfulfilled dreams and aspirations, this is where if you go to work and put your head down for 3 to 5 years, you know, watch what can start to happen. You know, my husband, you know, he does a lot of small businesses and some big businesses. He'll often say, Denny, when people talk about the investment into a SEA, I almost kind of want to chuckle because $40 is not an investment. You know, he deals with people who actually invest hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars in hopes that they will get a return. He says if people would go to work as if they had the opportunity to make $1 million a year or more, hundreds of thousands, whatever it is that you desire, they would go to work a lot harder. But what happens is people come in and go to work for a month or two, kind of, and they go, oh, that thing didn't really work. Well, it works. And as I often tell people, you know, sometimes I wonder what it was that even drove me back then. There was no evidence that we were even going to be out of the U.S. There was no evidence of all of these high-ranking people or that you could, you know, have these pins and make this kind of money. It was truly my belief in Virtus Norton. I remember asking Virtus, you know, why are you doing this, Virtus? And he looked at me and he actually grabbed my hand and he said, you know, Denny, I've often thought about that. I've already left my family a fortune and now I'm going to live the world a legacy. And I've always said, you know, you lead and I will follow. And it's truly become my mission over the last 7 years to make that vision come to fruition. And we are just getting started, Terry.
You asked Virtus another question. You asked him what's a small, you know, when you started talking about a SEA, you asked him what's a small company to him.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I said, so, you know, Virtus, you know, after being in a company that was a $40 billion a year company, what's a small company? You know, what's a small company to you? And he said, probably, you know, $8 to $9 billion a year. Let me tell you, everybody, so Virtus Norton didn't come out of retirement after his incredible run in business to run a couple $100,000 a year company. And he's often said, Denny, if I could, just, we could release all the research when it was held in a biotech company for 17 years, it would be a $1 billion-a-year company overnight, but we can't. And so we are simply using the most incredible form of advertising, which is word-of-mouth advertising. And, you know, here we are just on the cusp of opening these countries in Asia, and until it had happened, we had people over there wanting hundreds of cases, and it's happening. It's happening. I had three people call me from Hong Kong today who are over there, and the groups are growing rapidly. The demand has been high, and it's simply a foreshadowing of what is about to happen. You know, years ago, I sponsored a pharmacist into my group, Terry, who was very standoffish. His wife is one of my dearest friends, and it took them 2 years, and finally she told him, you know, I'm going to drink that stuff of Denny's. And he thought, well, I better go research this. And he spent 80 hours in 2 weeks down in his basement. He didn't want to read anything from ASEA. He just read everything on PubMed. And he would call me and go, Denny, do you get this? Do you understand? Well, he often used to call me his little blonde friend. And I would say, remember, I'm just your little blonde friend. Of course I don't understand it like you do, but yes, what do you think I've been trying to tell you? And so he came to a meeting, Terry, and He heard the testimonials. And after the meeting, he said, okay, Denny, I'm in because the science is real, but everybody in this room is embellishing. I'm a pharmacist. I know how long it takes for, you know, drugs to become active in a person's body, but we're in. But what he did is he quickly put these 10 family members on the product. And within 2 weeks, he was willing to retract his statement because he said, I would never believe this if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes. Then he kind of had struggled with the whole network aspect as well. But one day he called me, and again, he's worked as a pharmacist. He's had his own pharmacy. He called me and he said, you know, Denny, I remember when the little purple pill came on the market, and I remember saying to myself, I wish I could have had stock in that company. And he goes, I had an aha moment when I realized, you know what, here's my chance. Here's a chance to have major stock options in this company that isn't going the pharmaceutical way. It's those of us who open our mouth, keep telling the story, keep doing the due diligence, and who get to have, you know, reap the rewards with that. And so, Terry Latham, this has certainly been the Microsoft moment, you know, for Denny and Tom Robinson and so many people, including yourself. You know, once we got engaged, I always tell people, if I could just take everything I know and put it in your head, you couldn't sleep at night. And you know what? A sea is not on trial. The 4-minute mile has been broken, and this train has left the station.
You know, you're hitting that's a lot of good stuff. You know, and you're talking about see it not being on trial and mm-hmm. things, and we've seen a massive uptick, guys. And when Denny says Asia, not just there, but mm-hmm. all markets since convention.
Mm-hmm.
Denny, talk about what you've seen. I mean, really, because when we release the new science, because the product's not on trial anymore, what have you seen across the world in your own organization?
Oh, the growth that we're experiencing is, I truly believe we're in that momentum phase. And again, people are trusting ASEA. And we know now from we did some surveys, you know, over 90% of the people all take supplements outside of ASEA. And, you know, even for me, Terry, you know, I am always looking for great technology that can help me perform and produce greater results to my own health. You know, when I liken my story to my daughter, you know, long before she had lumps and bumps that were manifest, she had things going awry on the inside. And I always tell people, ASEA is the number one most foundational thing that I put in my body every single day. Then I add good supplement, nutrition, you know, exercise, so that hopefully my body can do what it was designed to be doing. And so when we start releasing these new products come March, people buy those anyway. And so why wouldn't you be buying them from yourself? And, you know, the numbers that we saw, everyone in the room even raised their hand last week. They buy them, and they're going to buy them from themselves. And so we're going to, again, exponentially increase the sales that we have. And, you know, some people are going to build with skincare. Some people build with ASEA, which is certainly my passion. But everyone will find a niche. And so, again, when I looked at ASEA, when I found ASEA, Terry, quite frankly, for me, I just thought, if ASEA isn't it, where I'm making a difference at the base of who we all are, I don't know what is. And so, again, I'm just so excited as we capture this incredible market around the world. We're dealing with the fittest of the fit to the sickest of the sick and everybody in between, because, darn it, we're aging every single day. And what I love about ASEA and Renew 28 is I can't wait to go to bed at night because I get younger looking every day. And, you know, we just see that from all the pictures that we have. So we have an incredible product line, an incredible company with our ethos and our principle and purpose, and it's great to be here.
How important in building a network, you know, I mean, it's always, you know, people hear this and they see this and they get around it and they get excited about this, especially the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they get home and they do, you know, they do what they need to do, and sometimes they get a little bit discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it to stay plugged in, to leverage events, calls, call your upline, you know, three ways? How important is it to leverage, I mean, to stay plugged in?
So important. You know, back when we got started, we didn't have the incredible tools and infrastructure and support that we have now. And so you have to find, you know, one of my strengths is I'm pretty self-motivated, but it's really great to listen to those charge-up calls. And if you don't have enough testimonials coming in, to be able to hear those, because if someone's not telling you experiences when after drinking a C in the first 3 days, you should be telling them stories. And, of course, I love our new Facebook Healthy Self site, because I simply plug people into those stories. I've had people that I've met in the morning in town. I've garnered a conversation with them. I said, gosh, I'd love to be Facebook friends with you. And they've asked what I do. I said, can I add you to our secret group? You know, I pin them in the post. You know, I find out if they're interested in athletics, their well-being, or what issues they have in their body. I pin them on a couple posts, and I've had people join that afternoon. So, again, about plugging in, you know, this is all about if you want new results, you must create new habits. And so I want each of you to have big, audacious goals, and you have to know what you want and what you're willing to do, but more importantly, of course, what you're willing to give up, because you're going to have to give some things up to create this new kind of reality. But I love it. I know when people are focused, consistent, and persistent, you know, in their activities and in their goals, it will happen for them. Terry.
Denny, let me say before, thank you again for taking the time to come on the call. And I know you'll do it, but I have to say that because I know you're busy, but it's amazing to see, even in my time here, to see how you've grown. As we close out this call, what would you like to share with all the people who will be listening to this, from the new to the people who've been in? What would you like to share? Because you've seen a snapshot of what's coming, at least in the next 3 to 4 years. But what would you like to share as we close out the call?
Well, on that first comment that you made, I appreciate that, Terry. But that is a thing that to me is the greatest gift. It's, you know, we have this incredible business wrapped up in this self-development course. And where else can you get this real life experience, you know, that you get to earn while you learn? But I promise each of you that your level of success will rarely succeed your level of personal development, because success is something that you attract by the person you become. I believe that. And as I always say, you know, the person that you become in the process of building your network marketing business will be the ultimate key to your success, because that is what you will attract. And so I'm grateful, you know, hopefully who I am now at almost 52 compared to that young 20-year-old who earned her first company car, you know, is simply just a fragment. But it's who I will yet become, which really excites me, Terry. I didn't know that I could love people. You know, I always tell people that network marketing, it shrinks the world and swells your heart beyond what I ever even imagined. We all know the love we have for our children and our spouse, but I never knew I could really love so many people. And, you know, I'm coming to Dallas next week. We have an event in Spokane, and then 2 days later I jump on a plane and I'm taking my daughter on a throughout Europe. We're going to go to Copenhagen to the Envision event. We're going to go to Munich to the headquarters. We're going to go to Oslo, Norway, and then we'll end up a tour in Stockholm. And for my daughter to see this as well, Terry, and we'll have to get her on, who's now a new platinum associate in the company. And, you know, she'll often say, Mom, I just got to watch who you became in the process. And when she called me a couple years ago and said, Mom, do you think I could make a difference for people like you do? And, of course, has a college degree, but she said, why would I want to work for the man when I can create that kind of a lifestyle? And you guys, you can. And I love seeing people, Terry, in their 50s, 60s, and 70s having the passion back. When I first got into my first network marketing company at age 28, I remember going to some meetings, and I hadn't yet, through those eyes at that time, realized that people had lost their dreams and aspirations. I didn't know. You know, we graduate from high school and think the world's my oyster, but people in their 40s and 50s start to think, is this as good as it gets? Well, this doesn't have to be as good as it gets. And again, we see people get the passion back. And let me tell you guys, there'll be people on this call who are just getting started who will be the diamonds that are speaking on this call next year. Mark my words. But it all comes down with them making a decision. And let me tell you, you have to think it, you have to speak, you have to boldly declare it and believe it, and you have to write it down, and you have to believe it is possible, not just for other people, but it is possible for you, and you have to do the action steps and watch what will happen.
Once again, thank you so much. And there's nothing more that I could say on the tail end of that call except this was exceptional. I look forward to seeing you in Dallas.
All right, guys,
make sure you have your butt in the seats in Texas. And if one of these events around the country, this weekend, Denny's going to be coming in. Of course, you know we have several other diamonds, but we also have Tyler Norton that's going to be in town. If you are a bronze or above, we are having a special dinner with Tyler Norton Friday night. So, guys, look forward to seeing y'all this weekend. Be safe out there. And look forward to see y'all have a great CEO week. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.